Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're listening to Brew with the Bennetts, which is now available on Patreon. Would you like an extra episode every week available to you on a Tuesday and also early access to the normal episode?
Keep going!
The normal episode, which comes out on a Sunday, you can access that on a Friday. This is all for the bargain price of £2 per month. If you would like to do this, then sign up now! Yes, sign up now! Sign up today! Welcome to the Brew Crew.
My coffee looks weird.
Well, there's not much milk, is there? Mm. Not very nice.
It's fine. Yeah. It's definitely decaf.
Definitely decaf.
Okay.
I mean, you don't need full... It's not full bar.
Yeah.
Mine's full bar.
Okay.
We've started, by the way.
Okay.
Grab a copper and stop that yawning. It's time to tune in, it's Sunday morning.
Hello and welcome to Brew with the Bennetts.
No, this is all wrong. I need to start. This is awful. It doesn't work. No, I always do it. I can't do it.
Three words.
No, I'm going to have to do it.
You're not even letting me have three words.
No, I'm doing it.
Go on then.
Good morning and welcome to Brew with the Bennetts. Isn't that better? Doesn't that feel better?
Feels a bit artificial. It feels like fake.
We started on the wrong foot if you do it.
Feels like fake joy.
Okay, sorry. It's not fake joy. I am genuinely elated to be here.
It feels like you feel like you're putting a bit of extra effort in.
No, I'm not.
Do you know what was funny? I had quite a rare night off the other night and it was really funny.
Last night.
Last night, yeah. There's a reason why we're recording two in a week. We'll come on to that in a second. Yeah. But and you said, when I'm at home, you literally stop.
Mm.
So like last night, it was to the point where you wouldn't even pass me a cucumber.
No, not even doing that.
I said, can you pass me that cucumber? Gemma?
Yeah.
Gemma?
Mm.
No.
It's terrible. It's like...
Gemma, can you get Sophia
so
a drink of water?
It's so weird having you here. It's so weird that it's like...
You check out.
I definitely do. I'm just like, I can't be asked to do anything.
I quite like it though. I quite like the fact that you stop doing anything.
Yeah. You think I'd like want to... treat you like weight on your hand and foot because you're at home and not at work, but no, just want you to do it for me.
I love it.
Anyway, it's I think you relax as well knowing you haven't got to go out at night to
I did kick back quite a lot last night. Yeah. And we watched Chris Packham.
Oh, I was going to say we didn't watch anything.
What do you mean?
Because you realise that by the time Sophia's gone to bed, there is no evening left and I just go to bed.
It's quite sad though that we watch nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You watch nothing.
Nothing. Never.
Nothing, never. I don't watch anything.
But yeah, we did watch it. It is a bit of a lie because we did watch a bit of Chris Packham. Packham, Strackham and Packham.
Backham, Rackham and Stackham. It was wondering about... Was it a lot of CGI that? It was a lot of CGI.
All I'm going to say is... If you watch any kind of, that's what I was going to say. Scott, do you like watching horror films?
Yeah.
Well, watch Chris Packham then, because it's horrible and it's horrifying and you'll come away feeling horrified at watching things about the natural world because it's all depressing and none of them ever give you anything good to feel good about. It's always about the end of the world and how we're destroying the planet.
You know what I quite like though? I think the prerequisite is you have to have a soft voice. So Attenborough, soft voice. Brian Cox, soft voice. Chris Packham, soft voice. Even Joanna Lumley, soft voice. But I think it then softens the blow. It's like being punched by a velvet glove when they say things like, and if we look at the organism here, and it's a natural food chain, which means that the dolphins are dying on a daily basis because of the global warming causing the temperature temperatures of the Earth to rise. But that's not the immediate effect. It's the ecosystem that's damaged. So global warming isn't a short, sharp shock. It's a long, drawn-out, tortuous affair. Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is, isn't it?
It was just like, I love programs about the natural world, but that one was a real, Sophia kept going, is this ours? And we were like, no, that was 250 million years ago. But even so, let's not watch this. Because at one point he went, it was literally hell on earth. Do you remember that bit?
Yeah.
It was like fires burning.
And Sophia was just like,
volcanoes. The world was splitting in half. It was choked on gas.
This is a bit, look, I've retrieved some rock from this part of the wall. And do you know what scientists have found from this? Nothing. No sustainable life.
Everything was dead.
It was an extinction event. And just letting you know.
That was the other thing he said. Death was coming.
Yes.
She kept hearing stuff like that.
Death is coming.
Hell on earth.
And just to let...
Death. Dead. Everything's dead.
She's trying to drink her milk.
I'm like, fucking hell. Turn this off.
And then he said something like, and it will happen again.
Yeah. You're gonna die.
You're gonna die. But before then, here's some trees.
Yeah.
Wandering round in a friend. Oh. Do you know what really made me laugh?
I just found like I was slipping into a depression slowly. And I was just like, can we just turn it over? Or can we put Mr. Bean on? Mr. Bean is the go-to for like just
we do
cheering
watch far
you up.
Too much Bean.
I love Bean.
We watch a
put
man.
Bean on.
But he's slightly sadistic.
Get a bit of Bean
he's
on.
He's sadistic, is Mr. Bean. He's got a nasty streak.
Yes.
He's not a nice bloke.
I wouldn't want to be his mate.
He's an arsehole.
He's a right annoying twat.
I mean, imagine that. Like, you're just wandering about.
I'd have fucking lamped him.
He'd have been lamped. And if he'd have been doing that shit in Ponty, he'd have been lamped in his little
he
mini.
He wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes.
He wouldn't have lasted driving around,
Bean.
Sat on your mini.
Yeah, has been.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Runner Bean, you better start, mate, because we're going to batter you. Has been. Gone Bean.
You're going to be a bait Bean in a minute.
Yeah, it made me laugh because Sophia was sat there watching it. It kept flicking from 253 million years ago to the present day. But then she was like, that volcano, Daddy, that destroyed...
Is
that now?
No.
No, that's later.
250 million
but
years
he said
ago.
It was now.
No.
Oh, God. Chris, you're going to have to make it clearer. What's now?
Yeah.
What are we going to die from now?
But love making it so dramatic. Death was coming.
I looked at the rock. Scientists have looked at it. No sustainable life whatsoever. Holding it makes it tangible. Everything was fucked.
Yeah.
And it'll happen again.
Yeah. Oh,
Sophia.
It's awful, isn't it?
Do you know what, though? We are...
He ain't got as good a voice as Attenborough.
I think he's
I'm
good.
Sorry.
I think he'll grow
you
on
like
him.
You like Packham?
Yeah, I think he
you
is.
You said to me last night, and it became crystal clear that you were right. They're lining him up as the next Attenborough.
He's lining
Packham's
up.
Packham's moving in.
Packham's racked up. Yep. Rackham, Packham and...
Stackham.
Stackham and Attenborough.
Yeah, Strackham.
And do you know what his little thing was? Mm. Quite a nice... lot of Fred Perry. Every shot was a new Fred Perry top.
Yeah.
And also, did you notice? It accented it against the background.
Yeah, camouflage.
They were earth colours. They were like, if you're going to wear Fred Perry, you have to wear organic brown Perry. Yeah, so he's walking
through... beige.
Do you know the lava bit? Where was he? Indonesia? Canary Islands. That was real. That wasn't CGI.
No, that was real.
That
was 2021.
But then he was walking about in a Fred Perry. I was like, you'll never get the ash out of that. It really concerned me.
Yeah.
I was like, you're not going to take that.
He was just kicking
imagine
along,
taking
right?
that back.
He was like a kid on the beach kicking sand up, but it was soot.
Yeah, imagine going back to Fred Perry and going, this has got an hole in it. Have you been smoking near it? No. Well, I've heard you've been walking around an old volcano in it. I haven't. Yes, you have. Look, there's an hole in it. You've been near hot lava? No. I think you'll find you have. You're on the iPlayer, mate. Who wears a Fred Perry? Don't you think it was an odd fashion choice?
No.
I do.
You're on your own on this
I
one.
Think it's his little gimmick.
You're on
I
your own.
I think he said Attenborough wore a safari suit.
Yeah.
Get me the Fred Perry.
Yeah.
I think it was a conscious decision. But yeah, I quite... Those programmes, you're right, Gemma. I found it... There was points in it where it was a bit confusing, jumping through. Let's just do a review on it before we move on.
I think we've done.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we've done it.
No, this
we've
is an official
it.
Review.
We've done it.
How many stars out of five?
Three.
Three? I think it was four.
Okay.
But it could have been better.
I'm telling you now, I do like Chris Packham, but I don't think his voice is as good as Cox or Attenborough. It's sorry, not the same. There's not. I don't feel as soothed as comforted as I do. I think it was by Attenborough and Cox.
I think it was because he was holding up skeletons of animals, going, "This was wiped out." That's why I think you.
No, when you listen to Brian Cox, it's very smooth and very, isn't it?
And Attenborough is also quite smooth.
Very, very.
We see
dramatic.
The young gorilla wiped out.
Yeah. Anyway.
A lot of these people who are doing these programs now, they have to say we're going to get wiped out. I think it really is. I think it's in every script now. Yeah. And as we see the Amazon basin wiped out by man.
The thing is, right, can I just say,
come away feeling guilty.
Do you I still find it hard to believe that they know from a rock it's 120 million years old.
I knew you were going nutty.
I find it really difficult to believe it.
Can I say something?
I'm like, are you sure? I reckon you've bought that from B&Q out of bag, and it's just a bit of aggregate.
From what? Steve-O's?
Yeah.
It's been delivered off the back of Steve-O's.
I'm not buying it.
Where's that from, mate? It's 150 million years old. Let's have a look at
it. Let's have a look.
It's got a barcode on the back, you lying shit.
Yeah.
That's from home base.
Yeah, that's a home base rock.
Home base rock, mate. Yeah. It's a plastic one that you hide your keys in.
Yeah,
that you
exactly.
put in a rockery that people don't know is
How
a rock.
How do they know? How do they know?
No, geology's sexy.
It is sexy.
It's
it
really
is sexy.
Impressive.
I want to do it.
It makes more.
I want to be one.
It make what?
Geologist. I want to be a geologist.
Do you know what? I love rocks. Can I just say something now, everybody? This is another Gemma's fad, predictable. So we've had the badgers, we've had the bowls, we've had the clarinet. Do you know what's coming in the post next week on Amazon? Fucking rock hammer. I guarantee it.
Not a rock hammer, but I might go to WH Smith and see if there's one of them magazines that you can buy for a fiver.
Geology
each week. Yeah, yeah.
And you'll be digging up our garden.
You get a little rock in it.
You get a little rock with
rock.
It, do you?
Yeah.
And then you look at the little rock.
And you do a little display of your little rock.
You won't let me display my Lego. You could have your rocks on your side.
Yeah.
But we've got rid of that glass cabinet now.
Don't
That
go
was
there.
The perfect rock cabinet.
Stop this nonsense. What? It's awful.
I think you'll
going on about your glass cabinet.
Do you not think it makes more sense as a science thing than
I was just
any...
looking at myself on the camera then.
Don't do that. I mean, you're wearing a nice dress. Your dress game's strong this week.
Oh, very,
you're
very
rocking
strong.
Up. Yesterday was amazing.
You know I've had them ages, don't you?
Yeah, you
Duncha.
Look amazing. What's happened with the dresses?
Just felt like wearing one.
Started dressing like a... You know that toy in Toy Story that always wears dresses?
No.
No, I don't either. I don't even know what I'm on about.
What the hell?
It makes a lot of sense, geology.
Yeah, well, it does.
It does because it's time.
I still find it bends my head.
It's
right?
time.
It Can bends I just... my brain to think like the way it did it on this on the graphics on the program, and it kept going backwards and 100 million years, 200 million years, 253 million years. I'm like, do we actually appreciate how long? You know, imagine sitting still for 253 million years. It's such a long time.
I can't imagine still.
It's a lot of minutes. It's a lot of minutes.
But don't you understand? It's time and pressure is geology, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what they say. And I understand. That makes more sense to me
well,
than any
is,
other science. The
like
pressure.
Explosions, and, lava.
It makes total sense.
Pressure, compacted.
Brilliant.
Rain. Water movement forms all the rocks, everything. It's all susceptible to change. But it's so...
What was that dinosaur program we watched
it
recently?
It still blows
well.
My brain.
That dinosaur program we watched recently where they were excavating.
Yeah, that was the Irish bird. what's her name?
I don't know.
She's on a lot of the BBC.
She's very good.
She is.
She's got a nice voice.
And she
voice.
Was brushing away stuff off the... Yeah, she's got a lovely voice.
She's soothing.
She is soothing.
So this one was... This one here was... She got Irish accent.
Irish.
This one here was wiped out in an apocalyptic event as well. I don't know why that is.
No.
That was terrible.
Yeah, it was awful.
But do you know what... with the
Wow.
I'm doing that a lot. The brushing, I like the brushing and the revealing. But then did you see it when they did that and they revealed the bones and then they brought the guy in who was the expert who looked at what looked like a collection of chat and he just went, there's the tail, there's the femur. This one was 14 years old, quite like trees. He had a bad personality. He had a slight lean to the left. He was a size 9 shoe. And I'm like, how are you extracting this? When he died, died, he was in this position, probably quite sad, praying. I don't know. I think he died on a Tuesday. How do you know all this?
I know.
And he just extrapolated it. And I love that.
I think
that's what's impressive. It might be
Do you know
bollocks.
What? I think a similar situation would be if you took your feet to a chiropodist. And I reckon they'd be like brushing away all the toenail filings that they've shaved off. And it'd be like, shh, 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 shh. And here we reveal what Scott's foot looked
Who's
like.
Doing it, Thatcher?
No, it's David Attenborough. And here we reveal what Scott's foot used to look like.
If we see... Bringing Maggie back. Once we
Guess
brushed...
Guess who's back. Back again.
Let me just do
Maggie
this.
Maggie's back.
Before I forget how to do
back
it.
Back again.
If
back
we see
again, back
the
again.
Shriveled up, knackered toes,
yeah.
We can see this is a man who's shown no regard for his own foot hygiene.
No, I clocked your toenails this morning.
Bad.
Bad.
They're doing this.
Oh, stop it.
Like an old
I'm
lady.
I'm so sorry, everyone. It's,
do you know, like a
grim.
Do you know, like you see an old lady like who puts a curse on you?
Yeah,
when
a crone.
Go out,
a crone.
An old crone. My feet belong to a crone. Like when you take the socks off, it goes, when the moon rises three times, you will wake up in a different dimension.
Very nice. This morning...
No, let me carry on with this dinosaur bit.
All right, go on then.
I haven't finished yet.
Okay.
You don't cut it off.
I was ready to move on.
No.
Carry on.
I want to drag it out.
Don't drag out.
I'm going to drag out until
don't
you get
drag out.
Irritated.
I am already irritated.
I know.
Because I've got loads to say. Just shut up.
Let me
just shut up, yeah?
Why the rush? These people haven't got anywhere to go.
They have. They're
busy. They're washing up and stuff.
That reminded me of the shed show then.
What?
Come on, hurry up. People have got... Casualty starts at 8.
You're such an idiot.
Oh, no, it wasn't Casualty, was it? I can't remember. Carry on.
Apprentice or something. What was quite interesting, though, was that they were doing this, and then those areas where they were in were susceptible to the mad winds that would just blow dust everywhere.
Yeah, sandstorm.
So when it was happening, they had to quickly cover it. It was panic stations, wasn't it? Because otherwise it would blow the bones away.
Yeah,
Imagine all that work.
I'm so glad you've said this. It was really worth waiting for.
Oh, you're a sarcastic
fucking
shit.
Hell. They didn't need to know that shit.
This is a normal conversation. Would you do this in a coffee shop with one of your friends?
Yes.
What? I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, I would. I'd be like, God, you're boring.
They will never invite you for a coffee again.
Well, I do get invited, so I must be really exciting. And interesting.
You always shut me down. That someone out there would have gone, that's a really interesting fact about the sandstorm.
Scott, have you got any friends?
I have one. And she is here.
Look, love, look. I'm just trying to teach you the art of conversation.
Go on then.
It's over.
Go on then.
Well, this morning it was really...
I have got another story related to the...
To
Packham,
dinosaurs.
Packham
fucking
stuff.
Hell. How many have you got to do with Chris Packham? Is it the Chris Packham show?
I wanted to say to you about these wildfires and the heat rises that we're having across Europe.
Yeah.
Is it something we should worry about?
No. No.
I don't know if it is. Hot summers.
Don't worry, Doc. They've always had... Look, global warming's happening, right? No. I was going to say, no, we can do about it. There is something we can do about it. But global warming is definitely happening. But fires have happened time immemorial.
Mm. I do remember, because the thing is, you know when people who poo-poo it, global warming, you always hear them say the same things. Well, I mean, well, in the 80s, I remember it being 48 degrees in the shade. I remember I used to cook my own nads on a dustbin lid.
Yeah.
And I remember one summer we had 48 horsepipe bands.
Yeah.
And the other week it was pissing down.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're saying.
Mm.
But it's not weather, is it? That's the point. That's what people say with global warming. Like he said last night, it's the changes in the ecosystem, the long-term damage.
Yeah.
See, I have learned something.
Well, like he was saying last night, Chris Packham was saying that actually creatures do prefer the warmer waters. It's great. They're like, this is nice. But then what was happening was that toxic algae was thriving in the heat, which was then poisoning the fish. Then the dolphins were eating the poisoned fish, and then the dolphins were dying.
It's the mother and shit.
So they're loving the warm water. Loving the warm water. The dolphins are like, oh, this is nice.
This is what you want on a documentary.
This is like a bath. This is lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, this is nice, isn't it?
Imagine if this was it on iPlayer.
Don't normally come in these parts, but it's warmed up. It's lovely.
It's bloody lovely. It's like the old Gulf, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. But then obviously algae comes along. I'm algae and multiplying like bilio over here.
Yeah.
And I'm really toxic. I'm toxic.
Don't you know that I'm toxic?
I'm toxic. I'm taking over. And then that's it.
Taste
and then,
of her lips and yeah. What is it?
And then, oh, not that.
Paradise. It's, I'm toxic, checking out the dolphins.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's the subtle, subtle changes. Mm. And I'll tell you the one that always gets me. This is the one that always gets me. The aerial shot of Antarctica, or the Arctic even. And it's reducing, it's getting smaller, like a little ice cube that's melting in your glass of water. And it's just like, oh, that looks real. That shit is real. Or the aerial shots of Amazon and the forest deforestation, you know, it's like...
And there's just a holiday
when
in
they say like there's a
Tesco's
what
in
is
the
it,
middle.
A football field of trees a day disappearing. It's like, what the fuck?
Who's doing that? Do you know what, though?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We might see a time where we have basking sharks in Bridlington.
Possibly.
The sea levels rise.
Yeah.
That's imagine
the other
that.
Thing, isn't it? Sea levels rising.
Oh.
The city walls were bleeding from the fourth precinct.
Where's that?
Can you name that film?
Oh, God, I don't, but I wish I could.
I bet you my brother would get it.
The city walls were bleeding
from the fourth precinct.
Ghostbusters.
Yes, come on!
Look at the elbow.
Yeah. Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
So that was when it was like, you know.
The oozing
it was
stuff.
All coming. Yeah, it was like hell was breaking out on Earth, you know.
That was quite, you know, the Ghostbusters 2 plot when it had a river of slime running under New York, which was the reason why they were all.
That was actually Ghostbusters 1 I was quoting, not 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Well, 2 is when they have the river of slime running underneath New York.
Lenny, and if I'm right, then you have saved the lives of millions.
Of registered voters.
Registered. Come on.
Lenny. If I'm right, you have saved the lives of millions of registered paedophiles.
Anyway, look.
That was quite a powerful metaphor, that, the river of slime. I thought it was.
Yeah.
Like, why a city would be angry is because underneath it is that river of slime. You change the positive thought, people will look out for you.
Yeah.
That is an important message.
It is an important message.
And even for a kid's film, I thought, that's quite...
I always felt that Ghostbusters 2 was quite philosophical.
Yeah, oh, very.
Very.
I mean, it's up there
very
with
highbrow.
Nietzsche, isn't it? Do you know what I realised? Yeah. I'm not clever. Just as a side note.
Why?
I was editing a clip this
morning.
I
think you are quite clever.
No, I think I am very good at making you think I'm clever.
Yeah, you are. Because you do the news quiz, I couldn't do that. Do you know, if I went on the news quiz, I'd be like, oh, did you see in the news it said this about, I don't know. Oh,
and then
help me.
Someone says to you, I think you'll find, Gemma, you've read the wrong page. Shit.
I won't know shit. I won't know what to
you
say.
You can't go on there underprepared. You get absolutely murdered.
I don't know how you do it. I could not
do
it.
I do it through a sense
that's
of
when
fear.
I'm like a 12-year-old. Oh, this is wrong. This is wrong. I was going to say you're an adult and I'm a 12.
Don't say that.
No, what
context,
I mean, no,
please.
I'm talking about brain. Like, I'm just...
Not getting better.
No, not getting better. I'm thick and you're clever.
No, you're
let's
not.
Go with that.
That's the
I
point.
Just feel really thick sometimes.
You're not thick.
I don't... Politics, I can't survive.
Well, I
cannot
read,
survive
I
with
read
politics.
I read round stuff, though. You'd be able to read round and understand.
No, I still won't understand. All I'd be like, I don't get it.
Can I tell you my little secret?
Yeah.
I don't really understand the bigger picture. But do you know what I do?
Go on.
I read round it enough so that I can cover all bases.
Okay.
And I redact it down to a point of view that I can understand and make it relatable.
Okay.
That's all I do. Right. I push it
but
through
the
clever.
Filter. But that's clever. To be able to do that is quite clever.
I push it through the filter of the common man.
Yeah. Well, that's clever. I'm not clever like that.
Yeah, because I was editing a clip this morning.
Yeah.
And someone said I lived in Newton Le Willows, which is a place near Selby. And
right.
I said, oh, my word, that sounds like a novel by Graham Greene, thinking Wind in the Willows. It's not Graham Greene, is it, who wrote that?
I don't know.
No, I looked.
I
it's
can't
like
remember.
It's Peter Graham or someone who wrote Wind in the Willows.
I won't be able to tell you.
I got confused. Who's Graham Greene?
Fuck knows.
Who wrote Wind in the Willows?
I don't know Peter Graham is either.
Just write who wrote Wind in the Willows. That's how thick I am.
That's not really thick though, is it? That's just like retaining a fact.
No, but I've said it out loud on stage and just completely took a pop at it.
You said it on stage?
Yes.
Well, that's a bit foolish.
Yes, it's...
Kenneth Graham. Right, okay.
Well, so far off.
Well, you got the Graham right.
Graham Greene. Who's Graham Greene? Do you know what Graham Greene is? I think he's the pubs.
Wow.
Green King pubs.
Anyway.
But yes, I think to underline that.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
We've gone off piste, don't we?
You really are.
Those programmes all seem to have that same tone at the moment, which isn't the world amazing? Haven't we fucked it up?
Yeah.
That's pretty much.
And we do know the world is amazing. The world is amazing.
The world is amazing.
The natural world.
Yeah.
There's my brain.
Basically, the natural world is amazing. Mm. We've destroyed it for our children.
Yeah. This morning, little flashpoint of, I had to laugh. I've already put it on our Instagram page. So, Sophia is... She gets very stressed if she feels like you're rushing her, but yet you have to rush her because she dawdles.
She's a dawdler.
So,
what, for school in the morning?
And before school, she suddenly decided she wanted to write her card to her teacher. And I was like, look, she don't need it till Friday. Let's not do this at 8:45 when we're meant to be leaving the house.
This is a 5-minute pressure window.
I was like, let's not do that now. Do that tonight because you've got another 3 days yet. We don't need to do that.
three days.
She went, I want to write something though. And I was like, what, right now? You want? She had a pencil in her hand and she's like, I really want to write something. She just had the urge to want to write.
Oh, she's got the muse. I've got a muse, mother.
And then I said, well, I tell you what, I said, while I go and get your water bottle, you have got to put a comment on your reply slip. So when they get their school report, you have to hand back a slip to say you've received it. You can make a comment as a parent. So we put, thank you very much. Da, 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 da. Thanks for all your hard work, teacher. You've been brilliant, etc. And I mean, I meant that genuinely. It sounded disingenuous then.
No, I meant it genuinely.
I was like, thank you very much. And then the child is asked to write, it says a very short comment. Well, fucking hell, we can't do short. No way.
What is it?
Not
was
a chance.
It like a, it was
like War and Peace. She was really? Writing a... But...
Born February the 4th.
So I'm like looking at the clock going, we've really got to go. But because she was taking such care over it, I didn't want to rush her then. I was like, oh God, but I don't want to say because she'll get mad and then we're in a whole world
and
of trouble.
And then she'll ruin it.
And then she'll ruin it and oh, it's just going
to
be awful.
So what, do you have to wait it out?
Yeah, but then...
She was late for school.
I was just about to open the front door and I saw she'd drawn on the cabinet. You know, the white cloak. Coat cabinet in the hallway in pencil. She'd written on the coat cabinet and I went excuse me. I said, what's this? I really wanted to write something, she said.
A little
so shit. She'd written on the cabinet while I'd been out the room getting the report paper. I says, well, your dad's not going
to
be very happy about this. I'm sorry, I just really wanted to write something. I was like, well, don't write on furniture.
That's not a defence. As if that's the sort of thing, imagine Banksy getting arrested.
But do you know
I
what?
Really wanted to spray something.
But do you know what? I had to laugh because it was like, what a strange, like, it's such a kid thing to do.
It's a compulsion.
Yeah, she just
the
had to write.
The voice is in her head. Have you managed
and
to get
it? And it was white and it was just like a blank canvas.
Oh, it was
and
saying.
She was just like,
it was whispering.
Write on me. And she wrote something so measly and pathetic.
What?
I've taken a photo of it before.
Have you
I rubbed
wiped
it
off?
Yes, Scott. Oh my God. Listener, did you detect the genuine stress in his voice then? And it, you know your OCD. I can see it working overtime now. You want to go and have a look, don't you?
Yeah.
You're an absolute knob.
Show me what he wrote.
Well, anyway, I had to laugh. I was like...
What has she written then?
Because I was just... It was just so funny.
Who writes on furniture? School time. Smile. The little shit.
So that's what she wrote. How funny is that?
Just wrote on there.
Yeah.
Do you know what, though? It's the compulsion.
School time.
It's almost like... I bet it's a part of the brain, like a Tourette's thing.
Yeah.
Because I said to you, do you remember that story? And this will make you laugh. I've not told it on the podcast, but oh, yeah, very nice. on the podcast.
I was just showing him the Instagram post, by the way.
I think this is quite interesting. We need to discuss compulsion because I think this is the same sort of compulsion that made me press the red panic button in Auntie Joy's Wardenade.
Well, it's
flat.
Curiosity is what it is. As a child, you're curious about things, like what will happen if I do this.
We've told this story, but I think it warrants just that certain seconds as of how stupid I was. There was a big red button, a Wardenaded button, and it was on the top of a stair lift. Mm. And for some reason, I looked and I saw it was a button and I thought, press. And then just went, Mrs. Lawn, have you had a fall?
Is everything okay, Mrs. Lawn?
Is everything okay, Mrs. Lawn? And she went, yes, it's me. It's me godson. He went, oh, the arm is mischievous. She went, yes. He's 28.
Yeah.
28 years old. And then she said to me, why did you do it? And I was like, I wanted to know.
What would happen? Yeah. So really at 28, you should not be doing that sort of stuff because that's when you've got your adult brain has kicked in and you know that it's something you shouldn't perhaps do. But as a child, you know there's an element of like risk, danger, a consequence, but you don't have the inhibition to tell you not to do it. You just think, fuck it, I've doing it.
I've got the pencil.
Like,
I've got the
there's
canvas.
A white cabinet. I have a pencil.
Fuck it.
I could draw on there. I'm going to draw on there and let's see what happens.
We got, when your brother painted all the trees in the garden white with paint, I reckon he had that same thing.
Yeah.
I reckon he put the brush to the thing
and
went, and then just carried on.
I think there's a sadistic bit, though, that my mum and dad told me that I had a... Do you remember I was picking wallpaper, apparently, when I was a kid?
Oh, I did
and,
that.
I did it with a safety pin. I was like dragging the pin up the wall and it was peeling it
off.
That's
a Liv trick. Liv
and
used
my
to
dad
pick-
went, do it again. And I went, and he went, do it again, like this. Like,
oh, no, that's...
Like, I know, as in like...
I bet you thought...
As in making me try
all
to
right,
think...
All right, Dad, let me get the scraper.
Yeah, like it was a weird...
What did you say? Do it again?
Yeah, go on then, do it again.
What happened then?
And until I was like, I shouldn't be doing this, should I? And he was like, no, you shouldn't. Weird.
Do it again.
It was like he wanted me to think.
Do it again.
Should I be doing this?
Do it again. Get the scraper.
I dare you to Gemma, do it again. Gemma. And then he clattered me around the... No, he didn't really.
Imagine that if it had gone. Do it again.
Yeah.
Here's the scraper.
Yeah.
Switch the steam stripper on.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah, exactly.
Work your way around the room.
Yeah, strip the whole room.
Move the bed.
Yeah.
Get the wallpaper paste. Hey, Gemma.
Linda, we're on a roll here. Tell us to put the bins out.
Get 5 litres of Magnolia.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Go on. Do it again. Yeah. Right. Get on.
But it's weird, isn't it, as kids that you know there's something you shouldn't be doing.
Oh, I picked what... I bet there'll be people out there. Tell us what you did that you shouldn't do. What a great topic.
Oh, my God.
What?
He's so happy.
You hate it when I get excited.
Yeah.
You've stumbled onto something brilliant.
But you could have been cool, couldn't you? You could have just been cool about it. And instead you've gone, oh, that's great. And everybody out there's thinking, it's not that great.
Right,
Scott.
All right. I'll do it cool. Shall I do it cool?
Do it cool.
Oh, that's interesting, that. I reckon.
I wonder if anybody out there's ever done anything.
If you've
anything.
Done anything like pick the wallpaper
just be cool.
Or something.
Just be cool about it.
You know, let us know. You don't have to. But just
now do your real reaction.
That's amazing. You've stumbled onto a feature. I bloody love you.
He gets so... It's like you've got a feature radar.
Feature fetish.
We've hit a feature.
Feature.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
She's the teacher of the feature and I love her.
I know.
I used to pick my
nose?
Parents. No. My parents had the anaglyptus stuff.
Yeah.
And I used to pick... It was dots. Do you remember dots?
Yeah, I used to like put my nail in the middle of it.
I used to get the nail because I didn't used to bite my nails back then because I was a little bit less tense. And I used to go like that with my finger and collect them in my nail.
Oh, I didn't do that. I used to just put my nail in the middle of them like you were creasing them.
I used to see if I could do a clean run of a line.
Scott, I bet your dad was really pissed off about that.
My dad looked down the side of the bed and it was just everywhere.
That's bad.
And then he replaced it by building cabinets over the bed.
Yeah.
Because he was like, you can't piss about with that.
Yeah.
And then I sprayed paint on the inside of one of the cabinets.
I knew you'd done that.
And I came home one day and my dad had painted it all.
Yeah.
And put a note saying, if you do this again, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
okay.
You didn't want me to express myself in that specific way.
Yeah, that's fine.
It is an impulsive...
Liv likes picking stuff. So, like,
she's
one of the things she'd like picking.
She's a nightmare.
Is the sealant around window frames, and I've often
Has
seen.
She done it in her bedroom.
Well, I'm just talking historically. Like, I'd find loads of little white bits, and I'd be like, "Have you been picking?" And she'd go, "No." I'm like, "You fucking been picking?" I won't say fucking, obviously. Be like, you bloody hell.
That's annoying because
I won't even say bloody.
That makes work for us.
But it's just like the denial, the lie.
When you did the jumping round the bedroom ninja warrior, you've mentioned it on the pod before, but when you pulled the radiator off the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad.
All black water coming down. Yeah. Tidal wave of water. Dad just got in from work, tired, sandwich box under his arm.
That's a good
just
one,
wants
isn't it?
A cup of tea.
Yeah.
Jim,
I tell you what,
there's
Jim,
water running down the
there's
stairs.
Water pissing out the walls.
Do it again.
I tell you what,
again.
Jim, because we're so poor, we can't ring an emergency plumber. So do you fancy doing a repair on the house from now until midnight?
I'd love to, Lynn. Thank you.
I'll put your tea in the oven, yeah, love.
I'd love to do that.
Here's your copper pipe and your welder.
Yeah, we've
got to go down to plumbers merchants and get a U.
There wouldn't have been any plumbers merchants open.
What would he have used then?
What you got in the shed?
What I got in shed? Who has plumbing bits hanging about? I just reminded me of that story, and I think I told you it a long time ago, but I don't
Hit
think
me.
I've told you on the pod. Is it when I was in London once? It was a while ago. I'd only just started going for gigs. I mean, we're talking maybe even 2013, 14.
Yeah.
And there was that woman who got on the tube with that beautiful cake. Do you remember this?
Yes.
And I watched her, and it was like a patisserie cake.
Yeah.
So it was a clear lid.
Yeah.
And it looked beautiful. It was like beautiful. I think it was wedding.
Yeah.
It was all beautifully made. And I saw her get down the stairs of the tube. She was on the tube. She was coming in, avoiding the doors, protecting it like she was a mother protecting a child. Mm. And I watched her, and I got fascinated with it because I thought, you imagine just all day she's sort of brought that on the tube, and she's got in between escalators, she's lifted it up to go through the turnstiles, she's protected that cake, and you wait and you sort of follow her to her doorway, and just as she gets her keys out, just bang, and just go, you knew it was a risk, and then walk away.
You wanted to do that.
I wanted to do it, but I didn't, obviously.
Of course you didn't.
That'd be awful.
That'd be a right
following someone sinister enough without smashing the cake out of their hands. But then just as she walk away, just go, we all knew
that was potentially
going to happen. Get a cab. But there's that moment, I think, of the impulsiveness where you just think, I'm going to smash that cake.
Just as you were talking, my throat felt a bit...
Is that the reaction you have to listening to me anyway?
Yeah, probably. When I was running this morning, a fly went straight in and down my gullet.
Do you know what I always think that is?
What?
Do you know like when you get the most perfect basketball shot?
Yeah, and it goes straight through the
swishes,
hoop.
Swisher. Yeah. Doesn't even touch the metal.
But Scott, I wish I knew what I fucking swallowed because it still feels like it's in my throat
now.
Was
it big?
It must have been massive because it
wasn't a heron, was it?
It made me have a funny smell in my mouth.
Ooh, massive.
Was it a shit fly?
Shit fly.
And then
I was choking.
I know, I was choking a bit. And then Liz was like, you all right? And I was like, yeah, I'll be all right. And then I'd be like, sorry, Anto, if you're listening, because she's got a bad git reflex, hasn't she? And I was like, and then I was choking a bit and like spitting. And Liz was like, is it making you sick? And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm just, it felt really bad.
What made you think this story was worth telling?
And then it made me choke again.
Don't tell
me.
And
then I could feel like tendrils in my throat.
Tendrils?
Yeah.
What the fuck did you swallow?
And it still feels a bit like the tendrils are there.
Tendrils?
Yeah.
What are tendrils?
Like a little web thing of feet.
What have you swallowed?
Still feels like it's there. And I had a bad smell in my mouth. Like it was, I could smell a scent of something weird and gaseous. And
are you sure you weren't just running behind someone who farted in your mouth?
No, I hope I'm not going to die of a fly.
Oh, here we go.
I knew an old woman who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die.
She won't.
Oh.
She won't die.
So what if I'm going to get poisoned by something?
Mate, do you know how many flies you've probably swallowed in your lifetime?
Not many.
None.
No,
it's because you run.
Something fucking massive went in my gullet.
Do you know what you're doing?
Gullet.
Stop running.
Talking.
With your mouth open.
I was
open.
Talking.
Gassing. Trying to breathe.
Just checking. It was just horrible. And Liz was like, are you okay?
Do you know,
I'm okay.
Can I just say, one of the most painful memories I've got is I was playing cricket as a child.
Mm.
I was fielding and I ran and a fly went in my eye.
Mm.
Like, boom. Mm. And I could not get it out.
It's horrible.
And there was that moment where I was fielding And every time they bowled a ball, I was thinking, if you hit it over here, I'm in trouble because I've literally got animals in my eyes, insects in my eyes. And I was trying to wash it out and it wasn't in. And I felt like I was pushing it further in. It's the most panicked moment, having a fly in your eye. Because then you do that thing where you...
What if it gives me Lyme's disease?
What?
The fly.
Oh, we need to end this panic thing now. Everyone swallowed something at some point. That sounded dirty. It wasn't meant to.
Feels like it's alive in my throat.
What do you mean?
The fly.
It's like metamorphosis.
It's definitely there.
Stop that. Stop. Stop doing that noise.
Sorry.
It's horrible.
It's really
annoying.
It's
like someone trying to start a chainsaw.
Tendrils.
So is that what happened to you this morning?
Yeah, it's really distressed me.
You know why we're recording this on early? You know that, don't you? Do you know why we're recording this early?
Because we're going to Alton Towers.
This, yeah, Alton Towers. Yeah. How do you feel about Altays?
Right, so let's just do the... Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da.
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 I don't know what this is.
It's the charts. It's the charts of rides.
That wasn't the charts.
Yeah, it was.
The charts are...
No, that's top pick of the pops. But I was doing the older... This was the old top of the pops one. In at number five. So, top five rides at Alton Towers.
This is going from someone who stands on old coats.
Well, listen to my top five and then you can do your top five. In at number five, Postman Pat ride. Love it.
CBeebies Land.
Yeah, right. Number four... In the Night Garden ride. I love that shit. I love going on the boat. You go round. Really nice. In at number three, Go Jetters. Yeah.
Go.
It's all right. It's just a bit roundy for me, but I'll be all right. I'll be okay.
Roundy.
Number two, Tree Fu Tom.
What's that one?
It's the one where you go through the trees. It's really nice and gentle.
Gemma likes rides where she can
read
a Kindle.
And in at number one, Octonauts. That is my absolute limit. Octonauts. Because that is a little mini roller coaster.
Can
and it
we
makes
just
me
describe
I felt a little bit scared when it goes around the top corner.
It's your limit.
Yeah, that's my limit.
Fuck, it's, do you know what? Because as well, what's really funny about that ride, if you watch it, there's like a little bubble machine as it goes around.
Oh, I didn't like that bit. Scared me. I was scared of the bubbles.
What happened to you? What happened to you in your life?
I'm so scared.
Is it because you were picking wallpaper? Carry on.
No.
Carry on.
I'm terrified of rides. And I wonder if my hypnotherapist could do something about this, because it annoys me. I'm scared. I don't want to be scared.
Can I tell you what good mechanism is?
What?
Those rides have been tested so much.
Doesn't make a difference to me, Scott.
You've got to put...
It's not the safety. It's not the safety.
Put your faith in engineering.
It's not the safety that's an issue.
What is it?
Feeling of going down a hill really fast and the whoosh in my tummy. I do not like it.
Right. But will you like flying?
Because it makes my legs go like that. I am scared. So scared. I don't want to feel scared.
And then yet you've swallowed a fly.
Yeah.
There's something poetic about that.
But once upon a time, when we went to Alton Towers in 1998.
Seven.
Was it seven?
Eight. Oh my God.
Was it the first year or the final year?
It was the second year. So it was 98.
No, it wasn't, because we weren't in halls.
It was your second year when we were in houses, 1998.
We went to Alton Towers when we were in houses?
Yes.
How?
Because I remember it. I even remember who was on the coach.
Right,
it was
okay,
me,
fine.
You. There was Matt Brindle.
Yeah.
There was,
so we went to Alton Towers.
These people I've never spoken. Do you know what's weird is you've got them in your head.
I know.
And we all went on a coach.
Yeah.
And it was so old that the corkscrew was still there and the
Thunder
Looper.
That's what I was just going to say. I went on the corkscrew with you. Do you remember? And that's the first time I've ever been on a roller coaster. And I shit myself. I can't even believe I did that.
You did that because, well,
I shit
it's
myself.
It's my theory is when you're first with someone, you do stuff.
You do.
And you keep it to
yourself.
To
impress you.
Yeah. And you don't like to
and
rock
then
the boat.
I went on the Nemesis.
You did go on the Nemesis. And I remember having to talk you round.
I can't believe
and
I went on
that. And someone said, get her
I
in
the
queue.
I felt so ill afterwards.
Didn't you enjoy it?
No. I shut my eyes the whole time. The photograph of me is just like this.
Yeah, you do look like you've shit yourself.
And I felt really dizzy
flies.
And ill. And again, I think it's because of my mindset. Because I'm not enjoying it, you don't embrace it, and therefore I didn't relax. And
they had the thunder.
It hurt my neck as well. It was like,
you're such a nana. It was like taking a nana around.
And then when we went to Disneyland,
yeah,
what did I go on there? Oh, my limit was Pirates of the Caribbean ride. That was quite scary. That was scary.
There was a tiny little down bit.
Was there a Peter Pan ride?
Yeah, in the tree. Oh, actually,
was that scary?
The Pirates of the Caribbean had quite a big log flume dip. Yeah.
Oh, that shit me up.
Oh, I do love a log flume, mate.
Oh, I'm scared of log flumes.
I remember that you had the Thunder Looper, which is gone now at Alton Towers. Mm. But yeah, do you know what? It's a weird thing.
I could never go on the Oblivion.
Do you know what's a really mad thing about it is? I'll go on any ride. I'd even go on a roller coaster, like one of those at like the Six Flags in California, yeah, that's like 50,000 metres high or
Would
something.
Would you go on that?
I'd go on all that. I'd go on every one of them.
Really?
I cannot climb a ladder.
I know.
I cannot walk up.
This is so weird how our brains are working here. Right, so I'll climb a ladder.
I can't do it.
You can't climb a ladder.
Nope.
But you can strap yourself in a flying fucking rocket.
And be fired 5,000 feet
in
the air.
And I can't. I just can't do it.
I'd even do a skydive.
Nope. That'd be my absolute worst nightmare.
I cannot climb a ladder.
What is going on? How do our brains work?
I think I know what it is.
What?
I don't trust myself.
That might be it.
So what I do is when I'm in a roller coaster, I'm quite nervous, but I don't show it because all I think is like, say when I'm strapped in the Oblivion, I just think, well, it's not my problem now.
I wish I could think
so
like that.
So I see it the same way as like I get in an Uber or I get on a plane where I just put the thing on and I just go, right, Scott.
I wish I could
stop thinking now. This has nothing to do with you. However, when that big one stopped, which we talked about a couple of weeks back in Blackpool because of high winds, if they'd have stopped at the top and said, everyone needs to get off and walk down, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I would rather live here.
You'd have lived at the top.
I'll live here now.
Strapped.
But it might take 6 days for the wind to go. That's fine.
Yeah. Leave me here.
I will stay here.
Strapped
in. I will
in.
Shit myself in this carriage. Mm. I'll do anything I need to do. I am literally not moving. The bar is down.
Yeah.
What about food? I'm not bothered.
No, I'll Water. Starve.
I would rather... You're going to sleep up here? Yes. I am not walking down there. You're strapped on. I do not care, mate. You do not understand.
Yeah.
There's absolutely... The only way I'm coming back down here is when you release the handbrake and get this thing working,
pal.
Yeah. And then we're all happy.
Yeah.
I am not putting any faith in my own human ability.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do... And it's like, this is the problem because it knackers up if we ever go and see like Grand Canyons or... Like when we went to the top of the Empire State Building, absolutely bricking it. When we went to that thing in Germany, bricking it.
What? The Fernseher tour?
Yeah. All that. Anything landmarky.
Yeah.
I'd just pat myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, it's too slow. You're relying on me. Stop it. I want to be fired up to the top, take a picture, fired back.
Yeah.
I don't want any responsibility. It's weird, but do you understand that's a good brain mechanism?
The thing is, for me, as an adult, I don't care now that I don't like going on rides. But as a kid...
It bothered you.
Oh, I felt so lame. I hated that I didn't dare go
and
on
where's
stuff.
It come from?
I remember going to Goose Fair.
Has anything traumatised you? Mm. Let's discuss
Excuse
it
me.
With you, Jenna.
When I went to Goose Fair once when I was a kid, my dad went on an upside down pirate ship with my Uncle Steve.
Upside down?
Yeah, you know the ones that had a cage over the top?
I didn't know they did.
And they
went upside down.
Right over.
Oh.
I cried. And
you
I shouted,
Dad,
don't die!
How old were
it
you?
It really traumatised me. How I don't old? Know.
That's what's done it. That's what's
but,
done it.
No, but even then, why was I scared of him going on a ride that was fun?
I mean, to be honest.
Is it all the screaming at the fair?
I think anything at the fair
the
is.
Noise.
I think you have got a chance of dying. I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
There was a ride that it was a video, actually, of someone. You know those like swings where you stand up and you put your feet on?
Yeah.
And it's like you're on a big shovel
and
your hands are held there. There was one that goes right the way round.
Yeah.
And there was a girl on it.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that, could you?
No.
She was going up and then it got to the critical point and she went right over.
But
nothing strapped in, you're just hanging on.
Just the centrifugal force.
Just the centrifugal force and your own nuts and strength.
Yeah.
It is interesting, but you will climb a ladder.
I hate that I'm scared.
But let's break this down. I will go on the oblivion. You asked me to change some batteries in our alarm on the front of the house. No chance.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
It is. It is ridiculous.
My legs go like billy-o.
It's not rational, is it?
It is rational. Because there's more chance of me falling off that ladder and breaking my legs than having something happen on an oblivion.
True. But why?
That is true. That, so I'm
so
playing...
is mine irrational then?
Yes, totally.
Why?
Because you're safer.
Yeah, but the oblivion is 120 feet up.
Yeah.
That's not irrational to be fearful of that.
No, but the odds of anything happening are so slim.
Yeah, but I'm still going to experience dropping 124.
Whereas going up to change the batteries on a smoke alarm with your legs bound.
Being strapped to something, going at 90 miles an hour, dropping 120 feet is scary.
Not scary, it's climbing a ladder, mate.
Like, you know when you went on Rita?
Rita! I love Rita.
I found it so thrilling to watch you go on that ride. Mm. I was so excited watching you. But I couldn't have done it myself.
I think that's one of the best rides they've got.
Oh, it's fucking amazing.
The power that pins your balls to you.
It's amazing.
Sends your balls up your bumhole.
It's amazing,
it.
Isn't it?
I think this is the thing. We're going to go on Towers.
So what can I go on that might be okay? Wicker Man.
I think that's your limit, but it's great. It's brilliant. It's a classic roller coaster.
So is it faster than the Runaway Train?
Yeah.
But I can't.
Well,
do
no,
that.
But it's just as good. There's no upside down bits. The thing about the Wicker Man, and I know Sophia's mate went on it. Sophia would love it. You'd have to coax her through
she would
the
be
terrified. No, it's the bit getting there.
You can
there.
Bypass it.
Right. Well, you need bypass to bypass it. That bit because she would shit her pants because you're in and they turn the lights off.
There's like
off,
a build up in there.
And there's a build up and there's a story and there's a voice.
I don't want the build up.
And she would interestingly go, I don't like it. And then you have to be that person that breaks the spell by opening the fire exit and letting the daylight
but
in.
But what's so weird.
You know, that person.
Yeah. But what's really weird is that we've got two daughters, Liv. Loves rides.
Which I'm so happy about.
She goes on everything.
Is Sophia not like that?
No, I think Sophia's like me.
Oh, for God. Well, do not show your fear.
I don't. I really don't.
What? You don't even, you know.
I mean, she knows I don't go on rides, so I can't hide that from her. But I don't go, oh, I'm shitting myself. I don't say anything like that. I just say I don't want to go on.
There's one.
How do you hide that?
There's one ride I won't go on at Alton Towers. And it's called the Enterprise. And it's in the same area as the Smiler and all that.
Right.
And Olivia, we were going to go on it because you get it free when you fast pass.
Oh, is it that roundy one?
Yeah.
And I can't do that.
Well, the reason why I didn't go on it is because there is a limit to what I can cope with. And in this one, starts off like that, going, and you're in a little capsule, the two of you. And it's tight. It's like that eggs ride at the fair. But they're firing you around horizontally and then it goes up and it goes up to an out and then you're up vertically and you're constantly going round.
I can't bear it.
And I could not cope with that.
No.
Because I would feel nauseous.
Yeah.
But also I'm going literally doing somersaults in every direction.
Horrible.
And it's tight.
Horrible.
And it's just boring. And I would say as soon as
that's
that started.
That's my idea of hell.
As soon as that started, it's not because I'm afraid of it. I just know it would tap into everything I hate about that. I'm not a fan of the waltzers.
Oh, horrible.
I'm not a fan of anything that's...
My mum lost her door keys on the waltzers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was she? How old?
Teenager.
I bet they just...
Do you know what made me laugh? My mum, again, you know, like we were saying, like when you first meet somebody, you like do stuff that you perhaps wouldn't normally do. Sounds a bit rude.
All right.
Well, I think people know what we mean.
I just made the mic clack then.
Stop it. My dad says, I'll take you on the Ferris wheel. And my mum just thought, for some reason, you've made me loud.
All right.
Why have you changed me?
Sorry.
For some reason, my mum thought that the, you know, like the, obviously, on a Ferris wheel, the cage that you're sitting in, the seat, has to swing. Otherwise, you would go, I'm trying to demonstrate to you here with my hand. If you're sitting in a seat, if it doesn't swing as it goes round, it won't stay vertical, will it? Horizontal.
Yeah, it has
to. It would go like that if it didn't swing.
It has to
and
swing.
And you'd be upside down, wouldn't you?
Does it swing to counter the movement?
Yeah, it swings to stay up.
Yeah.
But these Ferris wheels at the fair are frigging massive. And they do pick up some speed. So when you're going over the top, it swings quite severely like that. My mum was absolutely shitting herself.
She thought she was going to die.
My dad said her nails were dug into his hand so far, It nearly made his hand bleed.
Wow.
She was absolutely shitting herself.
How old were they?
Just young. So that wheel was going round. And she was like, I didn't know it was going to swing. And he was like, what did you expect? Otherwise we'd be upside down, wouldn't we, if it didn't swing?
So what? She thought she was going to get thrown out.
Absolutely.
Well, I suppose
terrified.
There's no.
And you can't stop.
Well, there's no.
So she was just screaming.
There's no safety. There's no barriers or anything, is there?
Well, you have a bar across your tummy.
I think there's something in the safety of fares compared to Alton Towers.
Oh yeah, I mean, I know the. Well, the thing is,
I feel like Alton Towers is a little bit more on the safe side. But that's the perception anyway.
Well, yeah, it's a massive business, isn't it? And the safety regulations massive. You said you're going to take Liv on the Smiler.
I am. I'm going to try and get her on there. She was
because it wasn't open last time, was it?
No. And the problem is we found this. You have to have a full day at Alton Towers.
You see, I wouldn't want to go on that one.
Well, because
it's very twisty.
Well, rides are opening and shutting all the time, aren't they? So you have to be in for the long haul. I think if you try and say, well, we're going to leave at 5, it won't work. You need to. What is that yawn?
Sorry.
Do you know what that was? It was like a habit. I feel like sometimes...
It was like him off 99.
Guys, you probably don't know this. Gemma's got some oxygen deficiency. So sometimes when we're in the middle of a conversation, it's like I'm talking to a Yorkshire Terrier who's just going for a fly. Like that.
It's the fly.
What? It's the fly making you yawn? Yeah. You yawn more than I've ever met anyone yawning. And I don't know if
it's... And you're tireder than me.
Yes. So what's happening? I never yawn on this podcast. Maybe.
I don't see you ever yawn.
No, I never yawn, mate. I collapse into a heap, but I never yawn. I am going to take her on the Smiler, and I think she'll enjoy it, but it will take some persuading. The advertising campaign with the, like, sort of spirals and the hypnosis thing, Liv thinks she's going to come off it with some sort of mind-altering sort of situation, and I'm like, this is just a good advertising campaign.
It does
just
look horrible to
it's
me.
It's not. It's meant
it
to be
looks a, scary.
It's meant to be
as...
amazing because it gives you feelings of weightlessness in some points.
Oh God!
But that's what you want. You want a ride to be different, don't you?
I don't want it.
What do you mean?
I don't want it. I don't want any of it.
Mm.
Do you know what though? My engineering geek side comes out when I'm at Alton Towers. Just the size of these.
Yeah.
These.
Imagine.
The construction, the design. Well, how do you even design a ride like that?
It's also the pieces that they are shipped together and they've like, the way that they've formed them and then
it's
brought
amazing.
Them together and
I
welded them and then, oh. Whoa. Imagine being the tester on a roller coaster though.
Yeah. That is a job.
It is a job. Scary job.
There's not many of them jobs.
Hmm. But you are quite safe on there. I know they've had accidents in the past and stuff, but I think you're safer on there.
What happened?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. Okay, it's grim. Okay. Well, what it was is it was a combination of human error. So it wasn't a mechanical failure. It was the fact that when this is the thing.
Did two clatter together?
Yeah. So one cart was empty. So the ride was closed for rain. And then they sent a car round to test it, but the car got stuck at the bottom of the dip. And all it would have taken would have been someone else to be at another point round the corner of the ride, because they can't see the ride from the start. Mm. And that person would have said, car on the track, and they'd have sent the car back, and it wouldn't have happened. So it was nothing to do with it. The machine said there was a car on the track, but it was human error in not flagging it. So that, again, shows you that there's nothing wrong with the system. It's always a human element in any failure. That was boring, but factual.
Well, you did say at the start, I'm not going to go into it. And then you did go into it.
Well, I don't know why. You asked me these questions and I answer them. And
no,
then...
I was glad you went into it.
Oh.
I was glad.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear it.
Yeah. But I think water slides are probably more dangerous.
I won't go on a water slide.
I went to, when I was at that Siam Park, there was points when I was thinking, we were on these rapids things and the centrifugal force was pushing us so high, I was thinking, we could come out of this.
You could. And also you can drown. I don't, there's an added peril.
And also as well is, I think I would take the student people who work at Alton Towers with their sort of long hair and, you know, vaping, I would take them over a guy who's there with his six pack flirting with the women with a roll up and his aviators on, which is what you get at these water parks. Because I think you don't really care about safety. You're just throwing this blotchy Englishman down the chute. You've got no respect for me.
It does make you wonder what, I wonder what injuries occur every day at a water park. Because they are scary. They're scary.
Will you go on water parks?
No, I don't like anything. I want to stay firmly on the ground. I don't want to be whipped around. I don't want to be thrown about.
So you're going to go see CBeebies Land when we go?
Yeah. And even then, it's a push for me. Sophia wanted me to go on the Mr. Bloom ride.
Right.
And it's one of them where you sit in a row of chairs and it takes you up a pole and then it drops you like that.
Yeah. But have you seen how high the pole is?
Yes.
It's about 9 feet.
It's so high.
It's not.
It is. I was a bit scared about that.
Do you know what,
one.
Though? I am looking forward to the Orton Towers, but it will be one. It's a day of organisation. It's like, it's stressful.
Yeah.
It's sort of a day where you're on your feet and you're running around and you've got the app and they're like, that ride's open, that ride's closed, that ride's closing.
Not for me.
No, go, go,
not
go.
For me. I'm just going to stay in BB's Land.
And how are we going to fast pass? We're going to have to... I hate that.
I know.
I hate that sort of two-tiered classism of roller... Even on the roller coasters, money talks.
I know.
It doesn't... It's not right, work, is it? Should it?
No.
Should just be... But then you just know, like, you go get there and, like, there's a queue.
Look, let's just go with it.
I know.
They're going to have a great time.
But you have
time.
To go with the plan. Because last time we went with Liv, we nailed it because we were in one area. Mm. But if you get someone who goes, I want to go on the Oblivion. Now I want to go on the pirate ship. And you're like, oh no, somewhere miles away.
Or just do areas, yeah.
We've got to do the areas.
Yeah, do the areas. That's fine.
But then sometimes Liv just, like, she needs to build up.
Mm.
Like, she'll have to build. I will have to coax her onto that bloody smiler.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think we'll have to build up some sort of...
On this one... She's in Germany at the minute and she's gone to Phantasialand.
Which is the German version of...
Alton Towers.
Right.
And there's a big ride there. I can't remember what it's called, but she's been on it today. So she'll be buzzing. Absolutely buzzing.
She's brave.
Yeah, she is. She's way braver than me.
She internalises a lot of it. Because she'll sort of say to me, I remember when we were on the Oblivion.
Like, was she scared?
There was a point where we were just about to go and she went, it's safe, isn't it? I went, yes. She went, great. Don't look down.
Gone. Oh, my God.
And she was fine then.
Oh, God.
We went on Air's Good. You see, you won't even go on that.
No. It sounds friendly. Air. You're just going to go, air. Just get on the air. No. No. You're going really fast and it's scary.
Do you know which one of my favourite bits is? Yeah. Is when you're like...
Is that Galactica?
So you put your face down with your feet in the little stirrups. Mm. But I like the bit where when you're on a roller coaster and it comes into the bit where everyone's waiting and it goes...
Yeah.
That's exciting for me.
Yeah.
Do you know which bit I mean?
I'd like to just do that bit.
What?
Just let me do that bit at the beginning.
They call it the choo-choo.
Yeah.
So they put you on it.
Yeah.
They go choo-choo, choo-choo. Yeah. And then the gates open and you get off.
I think I've identified what it is I'm scared of.
What?
The speed.
The speed?
Yeah. So if I could just do it slow, do you think they could do it slow for me?
Do you know your favourite ride?
Like just going choo-choo. Oh, this is nice.
But you won't get around the loops, mate. You won't get around the loops.
What, aren't you fastened on?
Yeah, no, but there's a speed. There's an element of the speed needed. To complete the centrifugal leaps. Force.
You think so?
Yeah, you don't want someone pushing you around. I would love to... Some of the rides, right, I would love to see you just at CBeebies Land, scared on the camera. Honestly, you've got a lot to learn, mate. But that's where we're going to be. That's why we're recording early, isn't it?
Mm.
That's why we're recording early.
Do you think
early.
I'll do it?
I think you'll be fine, mate. I think you'll be
what
fine.
What am I going to go on?
You'll be in CBeebies Land. You'll be the biggest person in CBeebies Land. You'll be walking around.
If I manage to go on the runaway train, that'll be a massive achievement.
Can I just say, you'll be walking around like Will Ferrell in Elf. Massive person on tiny rides.
Yeah,
with your head poking out the side. I nearly got mowed over the other day in Beeston by an e-scooter.
I know, you're very mad about e-scooters at the moment.
I told you about it though.
Yeah.
But how can they ban bikes from a precinct but will let someone thunder down the middle on an e-scooter?
It's been in the news recently.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
But I did that thing where, you know, you shouted after me. I went, you stupid twat!
Yeah.
In the middle of the precinct.
Yeah. It is annoying, though.
It made me so angry because I was thinking, I was eating a jacket potato and I just had visions of being scuttled across in front of Greg's.
It is really, really annoying. And then you've got they never get caught. They never get caught. This is the problem.
I think you should be allowed to just kick them off.
I think it should be like Crocodile Dundee where you get a tin and you just throw it. And they go and just fall off the scooter.
Throw a tin of tuna.
I just like a lady passing by with a shop and you just grab a tin of beans out of a bag. Excuse me, love. And everyone goes, yay!
I think they should have little old lady stations all the way down Beeston.
Woo! And then they all pick you up and they start like, there's a crowd
this
of everybody in Beeston.
Dundee.
And they pick you up and they like crowd surf you along the crowd.
And then say,
and everyone's high-fiving you, come on. Yeah, he hit the scooter boy with the tin and he saved the day.
And he's not going to marry Richard.
And he's not going to marry Richard. Well done, so scooter man.
That's so weird, the ending of that.
I know.
He's not going to marry Richard.
And then you're in the paper and everyone says, well done, local comedian Scott Bennett.
Threw a tin of tuna.
He threw a tin of beans. And
tuna?
Apprehended,
tuna?
No, beans.
Tuna?
No, more weighted beans. Apprehended a young scallywag who came past on his scooter with absolutely no zero regard for anybody in Beeston town centre. He posed a threat to elderly people and young children, and it's a victory for common sense and community.
The headline would be full of beans.
No, the headline would be boy twatted by tin of beans.
They can't say twatted in the local press.
They just put an asterisk for the T.
Beans.
Watted.
Beans. The interesting thing is I think what they should do is have old ladies just dotted down the precincts.
What, with beans?
With beans.
Yeah. Or just like, you know, like they have defibrillators. They've just got like these sort of, you know, the blue colour that's on a Heinz baked beans tin. It's like a bean cabinet, and you just open it up for emergencies only, break glass, and then you get the tin of beans and then you throw it in a Crocodile Dundee style. You've got to have very good accuracy, and you just take out the assailant with beans.
Do you know what
everybody's okay.
Do you know what he did that was annoying? Is he did that thing where he did a little wobble.
Yeah.
So he made me wobble.
Yeah. Is that what you were embarrassed about?
No, because he went wobbled. Like that, and I went, hell!
Yeah.
And I did that little...
Like when somebody dances.
Yeah, and I had that, you know when you have that little pain in your widger?
Yeah.
And your little knees wobble?
No, I don't.
And he made me, like, you know when you're trying, when you see two pigeons?
Yeah.
And it made me jump and nearly drop a potato, and I just went, you stupid twat.
Yeah.
Full volume.
I can feel your anger.
But he had his AirPods in, so he didn't even hear me.
Yeah.
Which annoyed me.
Yeah. I'm sorry about it.
Crocodile Dundee, the end of that, you know when he's walking on people's hands, if you look carefully you can see tables.
Yeah, I've done it before. Look.
It's a weird film, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you watched it back now?
Yeah, I love it. I love that film.
He married her.
Yeah, I know. Linda.
Linda.
I think her name was.
Senior Meek. I always get mixed up between the two films, one and two.
Classic 80s.
It's pure 80s, isn't it?
Classic 80s.
Taken us straight.
With all of its un-PC clobber.
It is. And I just like the idea.
But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful film.
I like the idea that someone said we're going
to... That's not a knife.
Yeah.
That's a knife.
What we're going to do is we're going to take the Australian.
Yeah.
We're going to stick him in Manhattan.
Mm.
Anything else we need to know? No.
That's it.
The fact that he's Australian.
G'day, mate.
He's going to go walk about. He's going to throw it. Was tin of beans first one?
Yeah.
Tin of beans his second?
No.
Did he go Manhattan for both of them?
No, first one.
Well, what's the second one then?
The second one.
LA.
Is...
Where was he then?
Can't remember.
Started in Australia. She went to see him to get photographs. Mm. He fell in love with her.
G'day,
she's
Mick.
With Richard. Yeah. Back in America.
Gonna marry Richard.
I always hated that though about 80s films like that. She was with that Richard guy. She had no intention of marrying him. But don't be with Richard. We all knew that wasn't.
Don't marry Richard.
Don't marry Richard. Richard's not a nice guy.
She didn't marry Richard.
He's not a nice guy, but he's never a nice guy.
No.
But yeah, anyway, I wish I had a tin of beans because I would have got.
It would have been such a good story if you'd have knocked him out with a tin of beans.
Yeah, I didn't have
Mind
time
you,
to
you'd
react.
Probably have gone to court and possibly locked up.
Well, my mum coming out of the shopping centre, true story this, was run over by someone on a push bike. Luckily, she was all
right. She wasn't actually run over. She was nearly bolstered out the way.
But you just go, a push bike. These e-scooters, mate, honestly.
It's just little twats, isn't it? Who've got no regard
for
anyone.
If I'd had one, I'd have chased him down through the streets.
Yeah. I'd love seeing you running with your potato. What? You wouldn't have dropped that potato, would you?
Well, I had the choice. I was even going to... I just got it.
That could have done some damage.
What?
Hot potato.
No, but I couldn't grab it then because I'd have had...
That would have been beans, potato and cheese on his head.
Imagine that with a bit of coals.
Just all over his face.
You're lucky I didn't order the mince, mate. Yeah. You're lucky I didn't order the chili.
The chili.
That would have left
that made a mess.
That would have burned. That made a mess. That cheese as well.
And it would have burned. It would have really burned.
Oh, no, so that cheese is so stringy.
Clings.
That clingy. Yeah. It would have been like, he'd have needed a skin graft.
Mozzarella all over his face.
You're looking at mozzarella'd your head, you little shit.
Anyway. So,
thanks
a lot.
Well, yeah, we're going to wrap up. So thank you so much
for listening.
Thanks for listening,
everyone.
I hope you have a good week.
Tuck-a.
Well, how do they get in touch with us, Gemma?
Haven't I already done this?
No, because we're going to do this bit.
Okay.
How do they get in touch with us, Gemma, here?
If they would like to get in touch, please do write to us at bwtbpod@gmail.com. Or you can contact us on the socials, Instagram, Twitter, all that.
Gemma puts up polls all the
time.
All
that shenanigans.
You do polls, don't you? You do all that sort of stuff. So do interact with her because
Don't sound desperate. They can interact if they want. I want to be the cool people with a cool podcast that doesn't need stuff. Only if you want to, everyone. You don't have to.
Am I not cool?
Don't be needy. People smell it a mile off and they'll be running away. Just shh, calm. They don't have to write. Okay?
Made me feel conscious.
Well done. Anyway, love you all. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.